Give me the names of the six members of the fire department that were recognized.
Firefighter paramedic Michael Armstrong, who's been with the department for 8 years. Firefighter paramedic David Copeland, who's been with the department for 11 years. Firefighter paramedic Derek Gallion, who's been with the department for 6 years. Firefighter paramedic Stanley Stevenson, who's been with the department for 5 years. Driver engineer John Paul Moore, who has been with the department for 8 years. And Lieutenant Steve Hysaw, who's been with the department for 32 years.
Okay, great. And then if you can just explain the banquet that they were awarded at and where it was and the purpose of the event.
Okay, the 100 Club was organized in 1953, and originally it was called the 100 Club because it started with 100 members who each contributed $100 to help the families back then of Houston police officers who were killed in the line of duty. Today, their membership is over 29,300, and the funds collected help public safety organizations in Harris County and many surrounding counties to purchase special equipment, educate officers, assist surviving dependents, and they also make awards annually to outstanding firefighters and police officers.
Okay, great. And so, and this was at their 58th annual Heroes Awards banquet?
Right, correct.
Okay. And then can you give me a little summarization of the event that these officers were, or that these firefighters were involved in that they were awarded for?
October 7th of last year, the College Station Fire Department was requested to respond an engine and an ambulance to a reported head-on accident on Highway 6 South, just outside the city limits. It turns out a cement truck and a heavy-duty dump truck had collided head-on, and the dump truck driver was trapped inside his vehicle. When our personnel arrived on the scene, they began efforts to extricate the injured driver from the dump truck. This was complicated because the load of wet concrete was slowly dumping from the concrete truck surrounding the vehicle where the driver was trapped. Also, the fuel tanks on both vehicles were ruptured, and a large amount of diesel fuel was leaking, creating another obvious hazard to the rescuers. As the firefighters continued their efforts, the concrete pool grew to a depth of almost 3 feet, so it was very oppressive conditions everybody was trying to work under. The seriously injured driver was successfully removed from the vehicle and transported to a hospital where he survived and the other driver survived. So the efforts of these firefighters were very instrumental in the survival of this accident victim.
Okay. And, you know, and I'm sure that these six members who were recognized would say they were just doing their job and this is what they do on a day to, you know, not obviously that on a day to day basis, but like
certainly.
I said, just doing their job. But why is it important for, you know, a community to have people like this in it and to be recognized for their efforts?
The people who make a career of emergency response, either police, firefighters, EMS personnel, do it because it's what they want to do. They have this compelling need to provide these kind of services, kind of help to the citizens. Our contact with citizens frequently is when they're having their absolute worst day, and they need somebody there just to help them make it through it and help them to start to get things back to normal. There's a lot of self-satisfaction that goes with the job, that feeling of a job well done and that you've made a difference in somebody's life. In fact, that's kind of the motto of our fire department, making a difference every day. But it's nice to have that recognition every once in a while just to kind of reaffirm that you're doing something good for people, and then there's people out there that recognize it and appreciate it.